The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Mark Wade Norbury, Chairman of Marischale Capital, MAC. Ticker there. Mark, thanks for joining me.
It's a pleasure, Justin. Good to be on. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, well, don't think we've spoken before. So for people like myself and others who are not familiar with the company, could you just basically give us a summary as to what Marischale Capital is all about, please, Mark?
Yes, of course. So Marischale Capital dates back for over 20 years, actually. We started out as with a different name called St. Helens Capital. We were one of the largest small cap stockbroking businesses. And we cut our teeth on doing a lot of OFX and AIM transactions back then. And around 2008, we had an approach to buy the broking business. So we ended up selling the broking business and retaining our AIM listing, because we were listed on AIM at that point, and our FCA permissions and our broking license. And we then recreated the business around private equity. At the time, I just met Patrick Booth-Clibborn, who has developed a private equity business, particularly in the leisure and hospitality space. Mm-hmm. And at the time, he was looking to roll his business into a listed entity. So we came together and we invented, if you like, the new business, which we renamed Marischale Capital PLC. And we're all about raising funding for interesting growth company opportunities. We're not sector specific. We do have a particular focus on the hospitality industry, or we have done in the past. So we've done a lot with pub groups, restaurant chains, and hotel groups. But we've also developed a further focus in renewable energy. And more recently, we have broadened our horizons and we're involved in other technology businesses as well. The key for us is always to work with good quality management teams. That's the firstly and most fundamental point. And we always want to work in a relationship with these people and develop a longer term thing. We don't want to just raise some money and then disappear into the sunset. So we spend a lot of time doing due diligence, and we're keen to co-invest as well, which gives hopefully some credibility and confidence to our investor group of family offices and high net worths who come in alongside us. So that's, if you like, what Marischale's about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, marvellous stuff. Okay, and so what is the investment strategy, and how does this benefit your investor base there? If you could take us through some of your investments, if you could, Mark.
Yes, so although we're not an investment trust and we're very much a corporate advisory, like a corporate finance business, the balance sheet does hold investments in a range of companies that we're working with. And so the opportunity, if you like, for Marischale shareholders is that they get exposure to the portfolio of opportunities that we're working with, which we get the opportunity to invest in through Marischale's balance sheet, both through equity and indeed warrants. So we do earn some cash fees, but at the same time, as I say, we're focused very much on sacrificing some of our cash to make sure that we get a good investment exposure, both through warrants and equity.
Yeah. Cool. And you've recently announced your full year results. Can you summarise these for us, please, Mark?
Yes, certainly. So, this encapsulates it actually, because we turned in a profit, which is good. The key which I'd like to focus on, though, is the increase in our balance sheet investments. So, our strategy is starting to come through, and hopefully, that will give some reassurance, if you like, to our shareholders, who in some cases have had to be quite patient actually, because we've had some difficult times in the past. But often these investments take a little bit of time to come through, and we're rather quietly excited, not only with what we've just announced, but also with what's brewing in the pipeline.
Yeah. And you mentioned that, you know, it's been tough for the sectors you've been in. And take us through what's, I mean, I assume, you know, like every business has been affected by the pandemic. Is it because of that?
Yes, I think primarily in the hospitality space, we've certainly had that across all our clients. But actually, we're quietly confident that all our clients are actually in a very strong position and are actually potentially benefiting from the fact that, particularly where they're looking to expand, they've got the opportunity to find new sites. And we're quietly confident that as things start to get back to normal, the trading's certainly coming through already. I mean, they're obviously having a cracking year with everybody sort of staycationing and getting out there and starting to enjoy themselves again. So the sector's certainly coming back, and there's opportunities in that sector.
Yeah. And so how many investments do you have there, Mark? How many are there?
Well, we've got approximately 12 on our balance sheet. Or varying sizes. And as I say, it's a portfolio approach. So, and it's not just hospitality, I hasten to add. We've got some quite interesting renewable businesses, several of which are actually coming through now. And several of these businesses are coming through, and we're hoping that we'll see an exit and therefore an uplift of value and a crystallization of value in the next 3 to 18 months from when we're speaking now.
Yeah, and in what forms are the exit taking? The IPOs? What is that?
Well, yes, certainly IPO. An IPO is on the horizons potentially for one of our clients, and two trade sales as well.
Cool. And looking forward, what's your future plans here?
So looking forwards, the key for us is to carry on working with good quality management teams. We've developed a good track record, and incidentally, it's worth just mentioning that over the last 10 years, anybody who'd invested in our transactions would have enjoyed a 13% IRR annual return over the last 10 years. That's per annum, and we want to build on that. And the key for us is to build the balance sheet. Yes, it's great to earn cash, but the cash, if you like, that we earn is the oil for the machinery. The key for us is to then build these equity positions. And then if we can build really good value, then the opportunity for Marichal shareholders will be in the form of special dividends and hopefully an increase in our share price.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Mark, if you could, give us three reasons. If someone's listening right now and likes the sound of what you're doing here but are not yet following the story, three reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Marichal Capital to their watch list, please.
Right, Justin. So, first of all, we co-invest in all our transactions, so we've got skin in the game, which hopefully gives shareholders confidence. Mm-hmm. Secondly, it's the Marichal balance sheet, the special dividend potential from the investments that we're holding. And thirdly, I would say, and you could argue this is slightly flippant perhaps, but being small and perfect in terms of our market cap, we've hopefully only got one way to go in terms of value for shareholders, which is upwards, I hasten to add.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Mark is going to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Well, that's a pleasure, Justin, and thanks for having me on your podcast.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.